We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Eco-conscious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 61 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista and channel 44 on Villavisión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Teleboyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, kilometro 5.5 La Celera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Telelunidos and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26 and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingahuatzu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingahuatzu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Mamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on Siatsat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS, in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba, in Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV, in Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Al Khartenger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV, in Swater, Zaling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol, in Darhol Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System, Channel 44 on Al Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzurh and Khan Uth District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Hotus on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurkhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sangshan City in Dorongov Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 95 on Yongjiao Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Douliu Township on Qialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuanchang Township on Beikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, India guarantees education for all children of the nation. In environmental news, British students participate in a climate change project. In science news, American researchers find that meaningful conversations lead to happiness. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 13th, is the birthday of internationally acclaimed musical artist Mr. Stevie Wonder. Born Steveland Hardaway Judkins in 1950 in Saginaw, Michigan, USA, Mr. Wonder was a child prodigy. His first recording was at the age of 12, and he is now known as a legendary singer, composer, and musician. Among his multitude of honors are 25 Grammy Awards, as well as the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, an Academy Award, and more than 30 number one rhythm and blues and pop singles. In addition, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989. And in 2009, he received the United States Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. His numerous soulful melodies include You Are the Sunshine of My Life and I Just Called to Say I Love You. Mr. Wonder has spoken out and sang for many humanitarian causes, including Providing Food for All, Anti-Substance Abuse, and AIDS Awareness. Our gratitude, Stevie, for all the joy you've brought to so many with your compassionate heart and wondrous songs. We wish you a very happy birthday with God's blessings.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. Since the autumn of 2009, more than 25 million people across southwestern regions of the nation have been suffering from an extreme drought that is parching some 8 million hectares of arable land. Our association members report from Yunnan Province, one of the hard-hit regions.
我现在是在云南大理附近的一个湖泊，这里以前呢应该全都是覆盖了水的，而且水深应该也是不浅。像这样子大面积的龟裂，现在在西南五省还是非常常见的。那么像这个地区呢，就是典型的自去年五月以来都一直没有下过雨的地区，所以这个裂缝现在已经有几乎我的拳头这样宽的距离，许多土地、许多的耕地也是像类似这样子的情况，因此呢，这些耕地的粮食也面临着绝收的危机。
Global warming has intensified the crisis, with many regional water bodies dropping to their lowest levels in a century.
哎呀，这两年个我们山这个气候还是就咋个好了？有两年还是就是下半雨，你看这雨水好些，这年今年嘛好就比往年就干多。
我身后的这个水库提供附近七个自然村的耕地用水，由于长期的干旱，水位已经下降了4米，并且由于养鱼饲料使水库里的水质变得很差，无法供人们直接饮用。
一般嘛，就是像下面那几个寨子啊，他们都过去小白河那边拿，像我们寨子啊，就是像这水库下面它活得紧大点了，就是一早呢，有些起得早的都在4点到5点那个盖上就起来去了，在后面起来的腰就没打了。
In March, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated over $4,000, expressing her love and prayers as she asked that our association members go help the most desperate and the neglected. Combined with contributions from our Chinese association members, the total $5,500 could obtain approximately $39,400 in emergency supplies purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in China.Covering their own travel expenses, our Native Association members went to remote parts of Yunnan Province where they delivered crucial water supplies and also worked to provide longer-term support.
Qing Hai 无上师对这里的灾情甚为关切，为了解决当地民众的饮水问题，青海无上师捐赠了1200桶矿泉水，派遣世界会会员分发给当地的民众。此外，并拨专款为当地小学和民众打了3口井。我身后正是正在打的井，这2口井将解决这里2000多人的饮水问题。
The aid was welcomed by local residents as well as the Shujing and Baoshan district governments, who both also requested Supreme Master Ching Hai's continued assistance.
我身后的这口井已经打好了，可以为这个小学近400名的师生提供饮用水，并且这口井出水量丰富，可以24小时不间断供水。上师电视台中国云南报道。
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her steadfast concern and care for the drought-stricken, as well as our association relief team for their diligent service to those in need. Our prayers for the resiliency of the Chinese people, and that sweet, abundant rain may soon arrive as we strive meanwhile to alleviate such extreme conditions through our greater kindness toward all beings.
Azerbaijani areas inundated by floods. Heavy rains since Monday, May 10th have caused the Kura River to overflow and a dam to collapse, flooding 40 Azerbaijani regions, including a settlement for displaced persons in Hajikand. With 300 homes destroyed, 2,000 severely damaged, and 20,000 inundated, over 50,000 hectares of arable land and pastures were also flooded.Members of the Ministry of Emergency Situations worked to provide relief in the disaster-hit areas, and President Ilham Aliyev immediately traveled on Tuesday to the affected regions.
In Shirvan, he visited with some 1,500 people staying in tent shelters and was assured that they were receiving ample food, drinking water, and basic supplies, as well as any necessary medical care. The president affirmed the government's continued support in relief, rebuilding, and future prevention.
Our thankfulness, Your Excellency, all government and other personnel for your kind aid rendered to the afflicted. Wishing the Azerbaijani residents a smooth resuming of their productive everyday lives as we pray for the minimizing of such calamities with humanity's gentler actions toward the ecosphere.
Volcanic cloud grounds more European flights. On Monday, May 10th, ash plumes from Iceland's Eyjafjallajökull volcano, reaching 18,000 feet high, halted some 500 flights over Europe. Following the worldwide travel chaos that emerged from the initial eruption last month, extensive detours were once again imposed for flights from Spain, Portugal, and France.
Although airports closed over the weekend were reopened Monday in Austria, Italy, Germany, Ireland, Spain, and Scotland, transatlantic flights to the United States, Canada, and the Caribbean were still subject to delays and cancellations. Eurocontrol, the European Organization for the Safety of Air Navigation, stated that while flights were back to normal on Wednesday, concentrations of ash at lower altitudes could still result in airport closures and further flight delays. Our appreciation, Eurocontrol, all airlines and officials, for your notifications and measures to protect travel safety. May the troubling circumstances caused by such unpredictable events subside as we collectively strive for greater eco-consideration.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
The strong, the stable, the good and decent government that I think we need so badly.
New Prime Minister named by Her Majesty the Queen. On Tuesday, May 11th, British Conservative Party leader David Cameron was formally appointed and requested by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom to form a unity government.
Her Majesty the Queen has asked me to form a new government, and I have accepted.
Shortly thereafter, Mr. Cameron confirmed the furthering Thank of this goal as Liberal Democrat Party leader Nicholas Clegg campaign. Accepted the position of Deputy Prime Minister.
Until today, we were rivals, and now we're colleagues. And that says a lot about the scale of the new politics which is now beginning to unfold.
Speaking of the importance of values shared by all citizens, such as freedom, justice, and accountability, the new Prime Minister stated, "Real change is not about what government can do. Real change is when everyone pulls together, comes together,
works together, when we all exercise our responsibilities to ourselves, to our families, to our communities, and to others."
Prime Minister Cameron, we respectfully congratulate your new post, wishing you Godspeed in serving the unified goals of your gracious nation and her people.
Catholic priest gives his life to save youths at sea. While picnicking with a group on Galji Baga Beach in Goa Province, India, Father Thomas Remedios Fernandez heard cries from youths as they ventured into rough seas and immediately went to the rescue. The 37-year-old priest was able to help two girls and one boy safely reach the shore. However, after returning from the last rescue, Father Fernandez collapsed in shallow waters himself. He was rushed to a local hospital, but sadly could not be revived. Our deep sympathies for the loss of the Father Fernandez, whose selfless efforts saved precious lives even as he lost his own. May his soul rest safely in heaven's eternal love and care.
For his noble and courageous deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is posthumously honoring Father Fernandez with the Shining World Hero Award, as well as offering a $3,000 contribution for his memorial services.
Save our planet. U.S. oil spill threatens marine life. Since the April 20th bursting of an offshore drilling rig near Louisiana, USA, tens of thousands of gallons of toxic crude oil per day have been gushing unabated into the waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Unlike the major oil spill in Alaska in 1989 that came from a tanker, the current underground source is non-finite, with contamination that, if left unchecked, could inflict untold harm on marine wildlife.
By now we have at least 2 or 3 million gallons that's floating out there, and if they don't cap it, this could be the worst man-made disaster in U.S. history.
Dr. Moby Solangi, President and Executive Director of the Institute for Marine Mammal Studies in Louisiana, has been preparing urgently to assist some of the marine animals that might be affected.
We specialize with dolphins, turtles, and manatees. These are animals that are most vulnerable. They are air-breathing animals. When they breathe the fumes, their lungs would be affected and they could get pneumonias and other toxins, and so that is really a big concern.
Dr. Solangi is especially concerned that the oil could eventually impact all species associated with the coastal waters and marshes. Apart from whales and sea turtles that would become coated with oil as they rise to the ocean surface, native birds, such as the reddish egret and the mottled duck, would have nowhere else to go once their habitats are affected. Still, other species, including the dolphin and bluefin tuna, recently gave birth to their young, who may be particularly at risk.
There are a lot of baby dolphins that are going to be close to the shoreline, then they could be affected. Just like other young animals, they're very inquisitive, and they like to go into things, touch things. An animal does not know that oil spill is dangerous, so they get caught up into the oil spill, and then all these other issues cascade into really serious injury. They are depending upon us for their security, for their life. And it is the responsibility of human beings to take care of their surroundings and the animals that inhabit it. Because ultimately, their survival is our survival.
We thank Dr. Solangi for your concerned efforts to protect our marine co-inhabitants, who have become more fragile at this time. May further spillage be swiftly stopped as we pray, meanwhile, for the safety of human and animal residents alike.
During a July 2008 video conference in Formosa or Taiwan, Supreme Master Ching Hai urged greater conscientiousness in our lifestyles and actions toward the environment.
While species suffer similar fates because we also drain our chemical substance, insecticides, pesticides, into the rivers, into the lakes, into the ocean. So we lost many of these precious species. We lost many of us because they are us. And we also lose ourselves, many of us, human, because of these poisonous substances. And we still not wake up yet. We should have more rules, more guidelines to protect our natural habitats. Above all, enlightenment is really what's needed to go on. That's number one. And vegan diet with right motive. Number two, we offer more compassion and insight. Also, we help preserve precious natural habitats for the wild and protect the resources for humans.
Save Our Planet, a special green tour founded by eco-design graduate Kate Trotter, treats London, UK visitors to examples of progressive eco-design, such as barges turned to gardens, and a Routemaster double-decker bus that is now a Routemaster vegan restaurant.
Save Our Planet, Samsung Group of South Korea announces plans to invest $17.3 billion in environmental industries such as solar cells, rechargeable batteries for hybrid electric vehicles, and energy-efficient light-emitting diode technologies.
Save Our Planet. Israeli entrepreneur Shay Agassi announces a goal of developing an international network of electric car recharging and battery swapping stations, in which an empty battery is robotically switched out and replaced with a full one within minutes.
Save Our Planet, stating that increased flooding and storm surges from rising seas will force some people to abandon their homes within decades, a report from the Welsh National Assembly in the UK calls upon the government to alert those at risk as soon as possible.
Hi there, viewers. It's Buffo the Bison here. I am exclusively vegan. Today, I would like to share an idea for keeping your tablecloth in place when you are outside for a fun vegan picnic. Add weight to the tablecloth by stitching some old, unused keys or small bags filled with grain or sand into the corners. This way, it is less likely to blow away during a windy day. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, India guarantees education for all children. The nation's Right of Children to Free and Compulsory Education Act establishes that school attendance is required and free for every child between the ages of 6 to 14. It is expected to benefit millions of youngsters, primarily in the country's 600,000 rural villages. State governments will be allocated sufficient funding to enact this far-reaching regulation. Our sincere thankfulness, Indian authorities, for your very significant inclusion of all precious children. May heaven grace the bright youth to grow into the outstanding leaders and caring co-citizens of your great nation.
In environmental news, children in Devon, United Kingdom, take measures to mitigate climate change. Four primary schools from Tenmouth Learning Community in Devon participated in the Tackling Climate Change, Gaining a Global Perspective event. It was a culminating project of the children's three-month study of global warming's effect on their community and others around the world. The students took part in eco-friendly activities such as planting vegetable gardens, making art from recycled materials, and discussing sustainable travel. The gathering was organized by Mr. Nick Sheehan, Advanced Skills Teacher for Education for Sustainability and Head of Geography at Tenmouth Community College, or TCC. The UK Department for International Development funded the activity through Global Learning Network Southwest, or GLEAN.
Children have worked fantastically well at really, really high levels of interest and engagement, and thinking about really very big questions intelligently, maturely, and with great insight.
We now have a garden which is running quite successfully, and children plant their own food, grow it, cook it, eat it, which has been really successful in them understanding the importance of local produce.
Bravo, Mr. Nick Sheehan, Miss Janet Gorge, and all participants for taking steps to halt global warming. Our appreciation also, the United Kingdom Department for International Development and Global Learning Network Southwest, for your support. May all adopt the earth-saving plant-based diet as the surest way to preserve our home planet. Coming up, researchers find that communicating to friends about important topics makes people more content. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. More elevating news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, rewarding news for a hope-filled world. In science news, American researchers find that meaningful conversations contribute to happiness. Psychology professor Dr. Simin Vazir of Washington University and colleagues from the University of Arizona conducted a study in which they monitored the conversations of 79 college-age students for 4 days. They discovered that those that spent more time talking about topics that were significant to them had the greatest sense of well-being. The results have been published in the journal Psychological Science. Our many thanks, Dr. Simin Vazir and colleagues, for highlighting the importance of relevant communications. May all people be blessed with cherished friends to discuss vital concerns.
Time for some light-hearted humor with Joke of the Day in Urdu, a language spoken mainly in Pakistan and parts of India, entitled wedding video.
एक आदमी अपने दोस्त को कहता है, मैं अपनी शादी की वीडियो रिवर्स करके देखना चाहता हूँ। उसका दोस्त उससे पूछता है, बहुत अच्छे, लेकिन तुम इसे रिवर्स करके क्यों देखना चाहते हो? उस आदमी ने जवाब दिया, हाँ वो दरअसल मुझे ये देखकर बहुत अच्छा लगता है जब वो अंगूठी उतारती है और गिरजे से बाहर जाकर कार में बैठ जाती है।
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Very nice. Love your shows. They're radical. Maximus from Canada.
Joyful Maximus, it's so good to get your sweet comment. Wishing you many more delightful hours of viewing enjoyment. With divine grace to you and your well-wishing Canadian co-citizens.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life be filled with the glory of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Moroccan and Guatemalan Foreign Ministers Taib Fassifieri and Roger Geraldo Rodas Malgar, respectively, discuss ways to enhance their country's cooperation in the fields of economy and culture.
China donates modern seismic equipment to Cuba, including highly sensitive meters and radio facilities for voice communications to improve the country's earthquake warning system.
In recognition of their efforts to develop and stabilize their economies, Israel, Estonia, and Slovenia are invited to join the 34 other member states of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development.
In British Columbia, Canada, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, Canadian Cancer Society, and Toxic Free Canada are calling for a province-wide ban on cosmetic pesticides to protect animal companions and wildlife.
In Tainan County, a Formosan or Taiwanese woman saves herself from drowning by reinflating the collar of her coat to stay afloat until local firefighters safely rescue her.
A sheep and goat milk cheese made in Massachusetts, USA, is being recalled to protect public health following the discovery of contamination with the potentially lethal Listeria bacteria.
Students at an Auckland University in New Zealand win the national 2010 Microsoft Image Cup for developing software that can send educational data to the most remote regions of the world using only radio waves.
Following 2 weeks of continuous monitoring of 83-year-old holy man Prahlad Jani, who has not consumed food or drink for 70 years, military doctors in India conclude that he must be receiving energy from sources other than food calories.
During her meeting with Zimbabwe's Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton affirms her country's commitment to support constructive change and reforms in Zimbabwe.
Residents of Portland, Oregon, in the USA, sending messages from online networking service Twitter help the city's police officers safely locate a missing elderly man who suffers from dementia.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.